Every year I mention that Epiphany, which is the Greek word meaning manifestation, is a much older feast than Christmas. Every year I sort of mindlessly repeat the same thing, and it's only this year that finally dawned on me why that is so. And it is so because, as I've said over and over, up until well in the second century, people didn't know who was the right kind of Jew, whether the people who accepted Jesus as Messiah or the people who did not accept Jesus as Messiah. They were all Jews, huh? So the big question was, who is the real Jew? And Matthew's gospel, the entire gospel, was written to address that question. So you have Matthew doing all kinds of stuff that we might think are is questionable, for instance, creating prophecies, so we could say, and thus were the words the prophet fulfilled. Because he wanted to say as emphatically as possible that Jesus is the fulfillment of all things Jewish. So he creates this little story about these wise men from the East, pagans, non-Jews, being invited to the birth of this child, the King of the Jews. And so you have these texts from Isaiah and the Psalms, where there are all these references to gifts of gold and frankincense and all that other stuff. And he even pushes it further. If you remember in the passage right after the gospel reading that was read today, what happens? Herod gets all nervous and has all the kids, boy children under two, killed in Bethlehem. Does that sound like anything else you've ever heard from the Bible? That all the two-year-old boys have to be murdered? That's Moses, folks. That's the Moses story. Remember, Moses was miraculously saved by being put in his little canoe and sent down the Nile and being found by whoever. So he wants to say that Jesus is the new Moses. And he pushes even further by saying, Jesus has to go to Egypt, which is, of course, the great place of bondage, in order to escape the Jews, namely Herod. So you get this subtle, very sophisticated depiction whereby Jesus is both the super Jew and the Jews who don't accept Jesus are really inauthentic Jews. And the whole gospel carries that theme through. But what does it mean to be a Jew? If you go back to the call of Abraham, the proto-Jew, or you read the prophets, the Jews are supposed to be God's agent for the manifestation of this benign, loving God to everybody in the world. To put it another way, the Jews were to be the one tribe in the world that was supposed to detribalize the entire world. That is, to act against, contrary to our normal tendencies, to form cliques. And so that's why Epiphany was made this proto-feast celebrating the birth of this man, because in Epiphany you have precisely that, the opening up of Judaism to everybody, manifested by these guys from the East who were non-Jews and all this other subtle stuff. So that's why Epiphany is older than Christmas. They want to insist that the Jesus Jews are the right kind of Jews. Why? Because they fulfill the great promise of God to Abraham that through Abraham and his tribe, all the tribes of the world will be brought together. All the tribal barriers will collapse. This is a perennial message, you know, because if you look at the church today, I get the creepy feeling at times that we're re-tribalizing in certain ways. You know? Especially the stuff coming out of the Vatican, which is really scary, you know, the Muslims are all creepy wherever they show up, and the poor Indians in Brazil were silently longing for the arrival of the missionaries who came and killed, of course. There's something you know, that we must hear in the Feast of Epiphany to resist all that. So somehow we are to be continuation of the mission of the Jews, which is to illuminate the presence of God for everybody in the world. And I suggest you don't do it, first of all, by talking, but by being in a certain way. There's a wonderful line from one of the archbishops of Paris during the Second World War, a man named Emmanuel Suard, founder of the priest worker movement, did all kinds of terrific stuff for the church. And he wrote that to be a witness does not mean to engage in all kinds of propaganda, but it means to live in such a way that one's life did not make sense if God did not exist. Not to talk, not to propagandize, not to condemn, not to complain, but to somehow embody in one's own life our faith of this mysterious other who really does hold all of us benignly in her hands. So Epiphany ought to be a constant urge to re-examine how we are, who we are, to see whether we really are accomplishing that in the world, for the world.